It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
State basketball time here in Dodge City as the Donovan West Mustangs draw the number 5 seed. And they'll take on the Central Plains Oilers. They come into this one 19-4 D-West, 18-5 on the season. A little bit about Central Plains. Well, they have won a state title 8 years in a row at various different levels. They won in Class 2A from 2014 to 2018. They won Single A in 2019, back before they had divisions. And then they won D2 last year and the year before that in 2021. So, I mean, this is a team with a lot of tradition. Talk about that in a little bit. And we're also going to get a word from head coach Perry Smith. We'll talk with him about his thoughts on the team's performance this season during the sub-state tournament and what it takes to win here this afternoon. Should be a good one. Got a lot of great basketball coming up here ahead. I'm alongside Jake Spaulding. Jared Sluppy is the voice you're hearing right now. Let's go ahead and step aside for a quick break, and we'll have that interview coming up here on KNZA.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Kansaland, Jake Spaulding here with Coach Perry Smith of the Donovan West Lady Mustangs. And, Coach, we are about to have tip-off here coming up in just a few moments with your guys' opening round game here at the Class 1A Division 1 State Basketball Championships here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time with me today. And how was the week of practice? How has ever since Saturday happened until today, how have things been going for you guys and your squad?
Well, it's been going good, Jake. When you win on Saturday, you know, you get that shot of adrenaline and you know, everybody's always excited in the community and the team and everything. And that never gets old. No question about that. And then Sunday morning usually hits and we know on Saturday night kind of who probably we're going to get. But you know, times aren't out in that, but then Sunday morning hits and it's back to the grind and you kind of get ready for that week. But it's been good. You know, our team is a team that's been there, you know, of course, 2 years ago in basketball and then this year in volleyball. So they know what's expected and they know how this works. And that's always a good thing, too, to be able to have that knowledge going into the week preparation-wise.
Coming in as a 5-seed coach, you guys finished with an 18-5 record. You're taking on a Central Plains team, and the Oilers are a team that Well, people know about them. They've won 8 straight state titles at different levels. You know, they fluctuated from 1A Division 1, 1A Division 2, even up to 2A. It's a Central Plains team that definitely has had some success, and they've got that mindset of winning, especially with head coach Pat Stiles. But tell me a little bit about, you know, your guys' preparation for a team like this.
You know, this is one thing about the Twin Valley. It prepares you for these type of games. You know, Central Plains is a great team that has a lot of tradition, and we know all about that. But we play great teams that have a lot of tradition every week in the Twin Valley League. So we feel like we're prepared for that. You know, and they're sitting there. I know how they think as well. You know, here the call comes out, and here's a Twin Valley League team on the other side. And I know how that goes over to across the state. So they've got as much preparation work ahead of them as we do. And, you know, those are going to be two teams today that are very, I'm going to say, pretty evenly matched. It isn't going to necessarily mean that on the scoreboard, but this will be it'll be a fun game. Both teams like to play up tempo. They've got a great player that handles the ball about 80% of the time and takes about 80% of their shot. But we've kind of seen that in our league. You know, we've got a couple of them. So, you know, it's a prep that we've kind of done before, and that's kind of the good thing as a coaching staff that we can draw parallels between.
We cover D West. We focus D West. So we love Coach Perry Smith. And Coach, talk to me about your girls right now. How your guys' season has kind of came, you know, to its head here at the end of this campaign. You've seen girls step up in different ways. You've seen your defense intensity step up, and in that sub-state, you definitely saw where some teams were trying to challenge you guys in different ways, and you found ways to win on the defensive side of the basketball, forcing turnovers and getting run-out opportunities. What can you say about your team and how they've grown this year?
I think we played Riverside the second game of the year, and I think we, you know, got beat maybe a 35-33. It was real close. And after the game, I didn't really know what the year was going to mean, because I didn't know how we were going to score the basketball, because I'm like, golly, we haven't had a game that low scoring for a lot of years. But we have really came along. You know, all five of us, we're very balanced, as you know. I mean, our leading scorer averages 12. Our next one averages 11.5. Then it goes, you know, to everybody else is like from 9 to 7. We're very balanced. And of our five starters, three of them they've all led us in scoring at least 3 times this year in different games. So we are very balanced. You know, we're definitely led by our 3 seniors. They have done a tremendous job leading us all season long. Kyra Johnson has come so far offensively for us as the season has progressed, and every week has gotten better and better and more confidence on the offensive end. And that has helped us a lot grow as a team. And she's always been that defensively. And then, you know, with Avery Weathersby inside, Avery as a, you know, two-time all-leaguer, and you know, she's going to perform for you every time. And that's always a good feeling to know that you've got those girls there. And then Claire Cole has probably the last 5 games has been our best offensive player. And there again, we're talking about balance. You know, Claire's been terrific all through sub-state and then at the end of the year as well. So we've got great balance, you know, and then Melina Wettstein as well. And probably the biggest wild card has been Brenna Eady as a sophomore. Averaging about 9 points a game, and probably the biggest difference from us than a year ago is having that point guard be able to dictate tempo and be able to dictate our sets, and she has really come a long ways for us and been a huge key in our progression this year.
Tip-off's coming up here momentarily. Coach Perry Smith, Coach, I've done this with you a lot of times over the years, all the way back to the days at Wetmore, Coach. I really appreciate you always sitting down and chatting with me.
I appreciate it too, Jake. Thanks for everything you guys do. We really appreciate it.
Coach Perry Smith of the Donovan West Lady Mustangs. Tip-off's coming up here momentarily on 103.9 KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
Just a few minutes away from tip, Central Plains versus Donovan West here from United Wireless Arena here in Dodge City. Jared Sloppy alongside Jake Spaulding and kind of getting more into who this Donovan West team is playing. This is a Central Plains team from 2014 to 2019 that won 157-1. Their only loss being in 2015. We'll take a look at last year's team. They battled a ton of different injuries with senior Madison McGuire playing through an ankle injury. Senior brother Cassidy Nixon dealing with a stomach bug. She was actually throwing up before the game. And junior Brenna Hammocky, who we'll see here tonight as a senior, she had all sorts of back problems throughout the season as well. And during that game, in their win over Golden Plains, they went on an 11-0 run at the start of the fourth quarter to win that game. And as for this team, they have won 10 of their last 11. Following their loss to Sunrise Christian Academy, shout out to my alma mater, on January 21st. And only two of those games were wins fewer than 15 points, and those two games were their most two recent wins against Pretty Prairie in the 48-46 sub-state semifinal win and the 1A-D1 state championship last year. How about 28-23? That was a win over St. John in the championship game. That was quite the win. So how about Pat Fowles? I mean, just an unbelievable head coach for this Oilers team.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, Pat Fowles has got the reputation. He's got the winning mantra, and he's built this program very successfully. I mean, for those that recognize that last name, Stiles, yes, father of Jackie Stiles, one of the best to come out of the state of Kansas on the female side on the basketball court, and Jackie did a great job in high school and college, now coaching. But Pat is definitely, this is a team that I will say, Central Plains has got a reputation, but this is a different team than what Central Plains has had. Yes, they've won 8 straight state titles. Yes, they've had, you know, girls year in and year out, whether it's Emily Orion, who played for them years ago, now playing in the collegiate level and doing some successful things as well. But this is a team that it looks a little bit different. That's what Coach Perry Smith said in our interview. That's what we talked about a little bit, was that it's not too big of a stage for this Donovan West Mustang team. Look at the recent competition Central Plains has played against, the struggles, if you will, for them to score the basketball. Donovan West wants to slow this game down. They won half-court sets. And the biggest key tonight for Donovan West to pull off the upset, this is a number 9 ranked versus number 4 ranked in Class 1A Division 1, is for not only Kyra Johnson to play well, but Avery Weathersby has got to be a force for this Mustangs team. Down low, she is a kid that finds ways to slash, to dash, to find open shots in the lane. If she can have 15-plus points tonight, you can almost mark it up as this Donovan West team will be successful here tonight.
She's going to have her struggles as of late scoring the basketball in the sub-state tournament. It wasn't her best performance, but I have a feeling she's going to step up pretty big here into this tournament. So how did Donovan West get here? Well, they're on a 6-game winning streak, starting off with a 74-23 quarterfinal win over Bishop Seabury, the 7th seed. That was all the way back on February 23rd. Feels like a month ago. Also have the Troy win on that Thursday in the semifinals. That was a 43-19 final. And then defeating Centralia in the championship game, 44-39. Not Claire Cole stepping up. She was phenomenal in the championship game, 14 points. Kind of had a lot of foul trouble in that championship game. Both teams, Brenna Edie, she fouled out with 3:34 left. that was kind of a weird call at the very end, but in the end, she's got to stay in this game for the full 32 if this team wants to get a win as a team. She's looking for their first state title as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, so Donovan West has only been in a state tournament now two times. This is the second time in school history, so Coach Perry Smith has done something right. He did this with Wetmore years ago. He's got a successful pedigree himself. We talk about Pat Stiles, but let's talk about Perry Smith a little bit. This D. West coach has got a phenomenal track record himself in his seventh season now for the Donovan West Mustangs. 18-5 record. He said the difference from last year to this year is the guard position. Brenna Edia stepped up to be the main guard for this Donovan West Lady Mustang team, and the offense and the defense flows through her. She's got to create tempo, but defensively is where Brenna Edie can really make a difference for this Donovan West Lady Mustang team. But going back to Claire Cole, he mentioned it did Coach Smith in our interview, was she's the best scorer right now. She's one that is finding her group. She is one of just three seniors on this roster for Donovan West. They know that this is where their career comes to an end, and they're playing their best basketball at the right time. How many times, Jared, have you seen, not only in your professional life, but in just your recreational life watching sports, to see what teams, I don't care what the record is, I don't care what your history is, if you're playing your best ball at the end of the season heading into the postseason, those are the teams making a deep run, not the ones that have the championship background.
Absolutely, 1,000%. And kind of getting back to Central Plains here, Brenna Hammocky, we talked about Jackie Stiles. They're both 5'8". They both have very similar playing styles, except maybe Hammocky can't shoot the three like Stiles could, but she does like slashing in the paint. She's very aggressive with the ball in her hand, and she is a lot of fun to watch. She's a senior for this squad, looking for her fourth state title. Pretty phenomenal stuff. I mean, for those who maybe don't know who Jackie Stiles is, a little bit of background around her. She averaged 47.5 points per game while she was at Claflin High School, is what it was called back then. Now, of course, being at Central Plains with being a co-op now. But she has the record in a single game scoring 71 points. And how about also another performance? She had 61 points in a span of 17 minutes. That's ridiculous. 4 points per minute. She was an All-American in high school, according to the WBCA. She set the NCAA scoring record while she played at Southwest Missouri State in 2001, a record that lasted for 16 years, while averaging 30.3 points per game, which compares to her senior year, and 26.2 points per game in her entire collegiate career, and over 20 points her freshman year. It's pretty phenomenal what she did. She led the Bears to Final Four run. Yeah. She beat Washington in the Elite Eight and Duke, number one seed in the Sweet 16. Unbelievable what she did. And she was Rookie of the Year at the WNBA. She's in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. It's just... Ultimately, I've said this about her just kind of going back, and she is one of the best basketball players of all time, man or woman. I mean, she's unbelievable. It was really a shame that she wasn't able to really get going with her professional career after her rookie year, but she was really something else. But
and I'll tell you what, today being International Women's Day, I'm glad that we're highlighting specifically Jackie Stiles, because she really set the precedent for women's basketball in the state of Kansas.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the state of Kansas has had success over the previous, 50 plus years, on the women's side. But Jackie Stiles was that first one to really kind of break through that barrier and having all this success. And so many girls have followed that track of the success from Jackie Stiles. And so, yes, absolutely phenomenal storyline for Jackie Stiles. Her father's still coaching here, Pat Stiles for Central Plains. But I'll tell you one thing again. I mentioned it a few minutes ago, Jared, is the fact that, you get to a site like this. We talked about it off air about how United Wireless Arena is so much unique compared to other places that are holding a state tournament here today. This gym, Donovan West traveled well. They came out yesterday. They have traveled well. Central Plains right behind
right
us. They've traveled well. This is going to be a fun opening round game. This is one that you would say is a pick'em game here between Central Plains and D. West.
I would argue so. Let's take a look at our starters. First for the Oilers, it'll be number 10 and junior at 5'9", Addison Ogle. Number 15, a senior at 5'4", is Kyla Metro. Number 24, junior at 5'10", is Melissa Donker. Number 33, a 5'9", sophomore, is Marilyn Sokin. And one more missing here. Oh, of course, yes. Number 3, senior 5'8", Brenna Hammocky. And for Donovan West, they stack up like this. It'll be Kyra Johnson, number 3. Number 4, Claire Cole. Number 10, Brenna Edie. As the tip is off, we're underway. 23, junior, Lynn Wittstein. And number 40, of course, a senior, Avery Weathersby. Trying to pass his Weathersby right off the gate, and a foul is called against the Oilers right out of the chute, only a couple seconds in.
And that's going to be against Brenna Hammocky as well for the Oilers. So if you want to get started off good for Donovan West, you want to get Hammocky in foul trouble, first foul of the game goes there with.
Absolutely. Edie has the top of the key, dribbling to the far side, bounce pass. Wittstein gives it back to Edie, high post. Weathersby can't come up with the catch, it's a steal. Now the Oilers that come rumming. Hamakey, Euro step middle, good, with a little runner, and Hamakey gets the scoring started.
That's what she likes to do, Jared. Get out in transition, easy layup in the lane.
Averaging 19 points a game this season is Hemicky. That's the near side of Wayne Cole into the corner. Near side, Johnson, far side, clutch for pass. West side thought about the three, so gives up to Edie. Near side, Cole, still try the three. That one, halfway down, popping out of there. Rebound secured by Doniker.
That was a great shot there by Claire Cole. Just comes up just a little bit outside the rim, halfway down and out, like you said. G-West back on defense.
Ogle gives up to Hamicky, dribbles to the near side, takes the handoff, driving far side, shut up. Good. Tough shot falling away from the near side, short corner again, Hamicky. Coach Smith wasn't kidding when she said she shoots 80% of the shots for the team. Maybe a little bit hyperbolic, but either way, sounds pretty accurate. Rebound far side from Wayne to Wetstein, and she responds. First basket of the state tournament for Donovan West, and it's a three ball from Melina Wetstein, who's pretty quiet in the sub-state tournament.
Absolutely. Great job there by Wetstein, getting herself going early. Edie still in defensive pressure against Hamicky. That's the matchup to watch here early on.
Sokin lobs it up top, far side wing. Drive left side for Ogle. And pass to the far side wing for Sokin. Looking slower on this drive for Central Plains. His dribble drive handoff stolen away by Edie. 1-on-1 fast break with Hamicky. Riding her layup is no good. Rebound, Kyra Johnson. Putback is good. And Donovan West with her first lead of the game.
Great job by Kyra Johnson. Trailing there on transition. Gets the cleanup and the easy bucket because Hamicky already has one foul. She couldn't pick up her second.
Hamicky drive and pass to Puente out of bounds by Johnson. Trying to go to the near side block to Doniker. Clock stopping with 6:02 to go first quarter. Donovan West up 5-4. The West was here for that 1-A-D-1 state volleyball tournament, in which they finished third place. There's the inbound. They'd love to get to the final day in basketball as well. Drive left side, stopping top of the key is Metro. She'll hand it back. Ogle is stopped by Johnson. High post pass to Doniker. She'll kick it out of there. Drive lost it. Kyra Johnson with a steal. Metro fumbled it. 2-on-1 fast break. Johnson layup. No good again, but a rebound by Cole. Her putback is no good. Johnson gets it again, and she'll lay it up and in.
Offensive rebounds right now, Jared. Phenomenal by the D-West Mustangs. Cleaning up the glass, now up 7-4.
Getting some extra rebounds, padding the stats early. 7-4, 5:30 left to go in this opening quarter. And a push off against Hamicky. That is her second personal foul, and that is huge.
Massive call there, Hamicky. She's being guarded by Brenna Edie. We talked about it at the top of the broadcast, as she is going to be so huge defensively today for D-West. And that's two fouls now on Brenna Hamicky. And Coach Stiles looks at her and says, hey, you got to slow down. He's going to leave her in the game right now, Jared, with those two personals.
It's a risky move by head coach Pat Stiles, but he's been doing it for a while, so I'm assuming he knows what he's doing. The lengthy sophomore forward, Katie Johnson, checking in for the Mustangs. Edie passing the near side to Cole. Go to the far side with it with Kyra Johnson. Lob it inside. Weathersby, your first shot of the day. Off the glass, good. High off the glass and through. And it's a nice little run here from Donovan West, a 7-2 run.
The West thing, and man-to-man defense. Edie continually guarding Hamicky here early on and really wreaking havoc. Hamicky got two early buckets and nothing since.
Hamicky driving kick to Sokin. She'll drive middle. She lost it. Another steal. The Weathersby lost on the floor. It's loose near half court. Edie picks it up and she's fouled. 13th foul against the Oilers already.
Coach Pat Stiles does not go very deep on his bench, Jared. He definitely likes to pack it in. They play zone to the Oilers, but three fouls here early on here on the Central Plains Oilers.
That's the far side. Edie, she'll try a three from the wing. Got it! Brenna Edie with the tray. I miscalculated earlier. It's actually a 12-0 run because it's now 12-4 with 4:40 to go first quarter.
D-West settling in here nicely early on. Coach Perry Smith really happy with the way his team is playing.
Sokin hands it off. Ogle, Hamicky for three. She tries to respond, and that misses everything. Air ball. And can't save it out of bounds far side, and it'll go to the Mustangs.
Phenomenal start here by D-West. Coach Stiles says, I need to talk about it. Timeout, Central Plains.
We'll take it as well. 30-second break here on 103.9 KNZA.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
Kansaland Radio.
What a start for Donovan West. They're up 12-4, a 12-0 run with 4:28 to go here in the first quarter, and they have the basketball. Brandon Eady will bring it up. She made a three earlier. Already four different scores for Donovan West. Here's Claire Cole with it, far side wing, to the top of the key for Claire Cole. Bounce pass, kick in to Weathersby, out to Cole. Double dribbles, kick it out to Eady. She'll try another three. No good, halfway down and popping out. Offensive rebound, putback is no good, though, by Cole. And out of bounds, it'll go to Central Plains. What a missed opportunity for Donovan West there, unfortunately, because if you get that timeout, if you're Central Plains, and you get a stop, that's big, as opposed to Donovan West scoring there.
Yeah, Edie's three, kind of halfway down and out, but Claire Cole, once again, in there on the offensive glass, just couldn't get that bunny to drop, and now Katie Johnson checks in for the Mustangs. Full court pressure here by D. West.
McGee splits the double team, one-handed pass up ahead, far side to Ogle for three in the corner. Now on, rattles around the rim, and falls. Their first three-point basket of the day. They shoot 26% collectively. Brenna Eady quickly brings it up. Wetstein will try a three. That one is good! Elena Wetstein, her second three of the game. She has six, and a nice response by the Mustang.
Jared has the nearest trick steal here by T-West. I have written down Elena Wetstein, three-point specialist for this Mustang team. That's exactly what she does. 2-3 so far.
Ogle, drive and kick it out to Stokin. She'll try a three near side wing. That's short, but an offensive rebound secured by Ogle. She'll drive and have it stripped. Steal by Kyra Johnson. One-on-one pass break with Hamakey. Left side rejected, but fouled. And that is her third personal foul.
So I've got her down, and I said it earlier. She took the block foul early. Then she had a foul earlier. They're only putting that as a third team foul. We've got two different players for Central Plains with fouls right now, and that's got to be Hamakey's third because the block earlier on. The only thing I'm not seeing is they're not putting up numbers associated with it. So we'll have to check that again in the quarter.
Yeah, we will. There's a... Free throws being shot here by Kyra Johnson. First one is up and no good. Going off the left side of the rim.
So regardless, that's two or three on Hamakey. I mean, if it's three, it's massive. But Coach Stiles, no matter what, leaving her in the game.
Yeah, very bold is Eady, Cole, Kyra Johnson, Katie Johnson, and Wetstein are in the game right now for D. West. And that's going to be a lane violation, and they'll get another free throw. No, they're not going to call it. That should have been a lane violation. They don't give it to them. But a free throw is good by Johnson, a 16-7 Mustangs. Far side corner, three on the way. Good. That's Kyla Metro, her first basket. Two of their first four field goal makes have been from beyond the arc, and it's 16-10.
The only difference right now between D. West and Oilers right now from the offensive perspective is since D. West has gone to full court pressure and opened up the outside corner three.
High post catch and a whistle, and a jump ball is called as Kyra Johnson got it taken away, well, not taken away, but Sokin that got her hand in there, forcing the jump ball, and it's Oilers basketball. As Avery Weathersby will check in for Johnson. Kyra Johnson, to be precise. Bringing a little bit of pressure in the backcourt is D. West, not a whole lot, as Hamakey gets the inbound, going up the far side, brings it back to the near side. Ogle almost had it deflected, but into the hands of Ogle. Full court pass up ahead. Drive, dribble, handoff, Metro gives to Ogle. Ogle is fouled by Melinda Wittstein, and that's Donovan West's first team foul.
D. West continuing to do his full court pressure. That will be the first on the D. West Lady Mustangs, but staying in this man-to-man, I like the game plan earlier on here by Coach Perry Smith. Mustangs clinging to that 6-point lead, trying to get a defensive stop here.
There's the inbound. Handoff. Hamakey, three, off the dribble, short, and loose, picked up by Ogle, and her shot's blocked by Katie Johnson, rebound by Elena Wetstein.
Second block of the game by Katie Johnson so far, Jared.
Wetstein gets up to Eady, bounce past the corner, far side, and Cole gets it out of there, pass deflected, and Eady with a turnover, Hamakey comes up with it. They have numbers, but coming from behind to poke the ball out was Tyra Johnson, it's blocked, and stolen away by Melina Wetstein. Beg your pardon, that was Claire Cole with the blocking out pass. Through the hands of a defender underneath the basket, the idiot, she lays it up and in.
Boy, Jared, she didn't hesitate at all. That's a pump fake under the window. She's 5'4", Jared, and she's able to get that bucket in.
18-10, Donovan West, 1:55 to go first quarter. Hamakey brings it up, calls out the play, dribbles to her left, and will hand it off. This is Metro with it. She stops, gives it back to Hamakey. Off a screen, comes to the near side, falling away, pass far side corner. Three ball on the way by Ogle. Short, rebound, Avery Weathersby. Full court pass up ahead. Cole streaking down the side. Shut up on the glass. Is good. Claire Cole with her first basket of the game. And it's 20-10. The Mustangs have doubled up Peck Stiles and the Central Plains Oilers. The 8-time state champs on the ropes here in the first quarter. A step aside for 30 seconds here on 103.9 KNZA.
Are you tired of tires that need to be retired? Look no further than Triple L Tire in Highland to help you find the right tire for whatever car, truck, or ag equipment you have. Triple L Tire can make tire purchases quick and easy, not only to fit your budget, but a choice you can be confident with. Remember, they offer full-service oil changes too, plus front-end suspension work and four-wheel alignments. Give them a call at 785-444-TIRE. That's Triple L Tire in Highland and online, tripleltire.com.
Kansaland Radio.
5 points for Kara Johnson and 5 for Brennan Eady and 6 for Melena Wettstein. Is Donovan West leading 20-10 over Central Plains. Your thoughts on what's made Donovan West so successful so far?
Right now it's the defensive side right now, Jared. We've had 4 blocks in this game. Central Plains, 3 turnovers. This is a recipe for success for D. West. And Brennan Eady, early on in this ballgame, has played phenomenal against Brenna Hemeke. Hemeke's 2 of her 4 points came on a run-up layup. Ever since then, she's had 1 field goal that's been made. That's big credit to Brenna Eady, who's guarding her man-to-man.
Do not let her get into her stride. I'm sure she'll probably find it here soon. But for now, Jennifer West keeping her off the glass. Here's a shot, and it's going to be a blocking foul against Elena Wettstein. So that's going to be her second. And we'll see if Coach Smith will leave her in the game as well. Pat Stiles leaving Brennan Hemeke in the ballgame with 2 fouls.
And right now, Brennan Eady, Jared, sorry, is on the bench right now. Kyra Johnson now guarding Hemeke for the Oilers.
First free throw is good for Marilyn Sokin, the 5'9 sophomore for Central Plains Oilers. Central Plains the 4 seed, D. West is the 5. Let's the free throw go, and Sokin goes 2 for 2, and it's 20-12. 1:22 to go first quarter. D. West holding on to a 3 possession lead. Kyra Johnson, top of the key is Lena Leatherman is in the ballgame for Donovan West.
D-West.
Side wing, about pass to the far side to Wettstein, dribbles to the top of the key. To the near side, Leatherman thought about the 3. Holds onto it, bounce pass, high post catch. Katie Johnson, far side to her sister, Kyra. Dribbles to the middle, stops the high post pass to the near side. He goes out of bounds behind Lena Leatherman, and a turnover goes to the Oilers.
Just the second turnover on the Mustangs here early on in this ballgame, but you're seeing quickly Coach Perry Smith as Claire Cole, Brenna Eady get back in this game right now as Lena Leatherman, Melena Wettstein will take a seat for the Mustangs. Again, you've got to have Eady on this floor, and Coach Smith just trying to get her a good breather. She's back on the floor. She's going to be guarding Hammocky.
56.7 to go in this one in the first quarter, that is. Ogle drives, stops from the near side elbow, hands it off to Hammocky. Defended by Weathersby, dribbles to the near side short corner. Cross-court pass, far side, driving middle. Sokin shut up short on a little runner. Loose ball picked up by Kyra Johnson, Donovan West. And a foul against the Oilers. That's Hammocky. So I think now it's going to be her third.
Yes, that will be Hammocky's 3rd foul. Jared, we're not even out of the first quarter yet. Coach Stiles would be required to bring her out of this game now with that 3rd personal foul.
So Reese McGuire, the 5'4 senior, checking into the ball game now for Central Plains. And Hammocky will go to the bench.
She thought she was going to get a jump ball there, but she grabbed the arm of Johnson and the officials all over it.
Yeah, it was the correct call. Averaging 19 a game, she'll go to the bench with just 4 so far. And Eady almost had it taken away. Loose on the floor. She tries to throw it to nobody. It's stolen away now by Doniker. Far side corner. 3 ball on the way by McGuire. No good. Too strong rebound for Donovan West. Kara Johnson, 15 seconds to go. Full court pass up ahead. Cole wide open down low. It's Eady. Layup. Good. Eady with 7. 9 seconds left for the Oilers. 22-12 for Donovan West. Driving left. All the way in lane. Sokin. It's blocked by Johnson out of bounds. 1.7 left to go in the quarter.
That's the 3rd block so far, Jared, on Katie Johnson off the bench for Coach Perry Smith, playing huge minutes here for the Mustangs.
We talked about the great defense for Donovan West. She's a big reason why. Off the bench, a sophomore. Here's the inbound again, 1.7 to go. The lob is almost deflected, and Metro unable to get a shot up at the buzzer. 22-12. Donovan West leads after 8 minutes to come back in 60 seconds here on 103.9 KNZA.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at greenbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at MCONUnderground.com.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, thank Stonebarger Electric.
Kansaland Radio.
Right, the first quarter for Donovan West to lead 22-12 after one. State quarterfinals against Central Plains. Howard Johnson after pass to Weathersby. She goes to work on the block. Shut up. Off the glass is good. And Avery Weathersby with her second basket of the game. She has four.
And that's how you started this game. If you're Donovan West, that's how you're continuing. Get down on the block. Get Weathersby some touches.
Edie with 7-6 for Wettstein. 5 for Kyra Johnson. Dribble drive handoff from Ogle. Stops far side short corner. Stop the key three by McGuire. Off the mark. Left side, but a long rebound. Goes out of bounds. And to Donovan West.
Phenomenal defensive possession. Again, one and done. That's what you wanted your coach, Perry Smith. Get defensive rebounds, give Central Plains no opportunity for an offensive board. And D. West feeling good right now, up by 12 with the basketball.
Brenna Hammocky, their leading scorer, with three personal fouls in the first quarter for those just joining us. Averaging 19 points a game, has to collect it in front of us. And out of bounds, it'll stay with D. West with 7:14 to go here in the second quarter.
So once again, you got D. West here in their road. Navy uniforms with orange lettering, the home whites for Central Plains, and Central Plains now switching to a man-to-man look extended zone actually here.
Brenna Edie shaking her defender, Kyler Metro is passed down low. Weathersby drives far side, before falling out of bounds, gives up to Edie, drives from the near side short corner, and she's blocked by Marilyn Sokin, and they get the rebound. Sokin's pushing, driving middle. And Eurostep is up in one. Around Avery Weathersby. Sokin is her second leading scorer, averaging just a shade over 12 points a game. Trying to expect her to step up here in the second quarter.
And that sophomore move, nice little Eurostep around the defenders. They're going to call that foul on Milena Wettstein. It'll be just, according to the score here, it says first, but I agree with you. I think that's her third.
Fouls have been kind of weird in this game so far. First free throw and only free throw is good for Sokin. She's 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. She has 5, and it's 24-15 Mustangs. So it's going to be 2 fouls for Wettstein, according to our stat sheet now. Kyra Johnson from the near side wing, signaling players, and Wettstein saying that her jersey's being pulled, not getting a call, though. About to Edie from near half court. The far side logo to the near side. Lob down low for Cole. Too high for Wettstein. It's a turnover to the Whalers.
Fourth turnover now on D. West, but things have changed here defensively for Central Plains. Man defense, and they're extending it all the way to half court. So now D. West, they're going to try to get things going on their defensive side as well. Full court pressure, we've seen it since about the 4-minute mark of the first quarter, and Central Plains has broken it pretty easily so far.
And they're able to do so. The wire making the catch near side sideline, kick far side, wide open three ball on the way. Too strong for Metro. McGuire pulls down the rebound, and she'll give it up to Ogle in the corner near side. Sokin dribbles to her left. And she'll give it up to Metro and make a nice cut. Three ball on the way. Too short this time. Another miss. Rebound Weathersby. Looking to push up ahead to Edie. Running in stride and not able to save her going out of bounds.
Yep. Good hustle there by Brenna Edie, but that was Avery Weathersby trying to get quickly out in transition. You know, I said at the top of the broadcast, if D-West wanted to slow things down, it flipped the script here so far, Joe. They want to get out and run right now against this Oilers team.
6:02 to go. Second quarter, 24-15 down at the West, and a steal off the press from Katie Johnson. Hands off to her sister. Pass far side. Claire Cole thought about the three. Goes middle. Stops far side elbow. Top of the key. Edie from the near side elbow. Katie Johnson near side corner. Weathersby dribbles middle. Nice step up pass. Kyra Johnson middle of the paint shot. Falling away. No good. Falling up the left side. Loose ball. And it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Central Plains. As Ogle fell to her back. And her back was touching the out of bounds line.
Good job there by Avery Weathersby for Donovan West. As Coach Schmidt's going to take his first timeout of the ball game. Great hustle there by D. West. They maintain possession.
There'll be a 30-second break, so we'll take it as well. 24-15 Mustangs here on 103.9 KNZA.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
What a start for Donovan West. They lead the Central Plains Oilers 24-16 with 5:44 to go in quarter number two. D. West with the basketball. Tyra Johnson lobs it to the top. The Weathersby, she drives, had a strip by McGuire. It's stolen away. And Metro will bring it up. Far side, and nice backdoor cut. McGuire bounce pass, and she lost it. Tara Johnson now pushing 2-on-1 with Edie. She'll drive right side. Nice. Bounce back to Johnson. Layup good from the near side. Unselfish play by Edie, and it pays off. Johnson now with 7.
What a heady play there by Brenna Edie. She had an easy opportunity to get a foul, maybe get a shot, but she dumps it to Kyra, and Johnson puts it home.
That was brilliant. Backdoor cut now for Metro. Runner no good. Off the back of the iron. Rebound Katie Johnson. Another stop for the Donovan West defense.
One and done that time for Central Plains. And Katie Johnson once again.
Wide open three. ED. That'll be off the right side of the rim. No good. Loose ball. Long rebound. It comes out to Kyra Johnson and Doniker for Central Plains. Will be a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Oilers. Good hustle, though.
I'm telling you right now, this effort right now by D. West is phenomenal. The girls have came out again, and again, you're playing like your coach is coaching, right? Coach Perry Smith, you heard it in the pregame interview saying, listen, yeah, we know Central Plains 8-time defending state champion. We know that Pat Stiles is a phenomenal coach, but it's not too big for us. We're not too big for this moment. They're up by 11, and they're playing with a lot of heart and a lot of hustle.
Here is Stokin. She'll hand it off to the top of the key to Grace Blomich, who's in the first game, or excuse me, for the first time this game. Stokin, the top of the key, gets back to her. Three ball on the way. Too strong air ball, and Claire Cole accidentally touched it. She was wanting it not to touch it, let it go out of bounds, but it'll be Central Plains basketball.
Just situation awareness, nowhere you're at on the floor. Cole that time too close to the boundary and touches it. Another opportunity here for the Oilers, down by 11.
Here's the inbound. Going to find somebody. Soaking, stolen away. Katie Johnson, the defender, with a steal. She's had a phenomenal defensive performance so far. Kyra Johnson kicks it out near side. Leatherman, nice look down low to Weathersby. Turns, fires. And it's good straight away from 3 feet out. Weathersby now has 6.
Give it from Katie Johnson up to Kyra. Now Leatherman, a nice dish to Weathersby. Banks it home. Largest lead of the game now for D. West at 13.
28-15. 4:20 to go. Nice second quarter for D. West so far. Top of the key. Ogle hands it off. Dribble at the far side. She'll hand it off to Sokin. Sokin dribbles to the top of the key, and she gave over a dribble. Before that's travel. Turnover once again to the Oilers.
West defense right now is phenomenal. Central Plains turned the basketball over now 7 times in this first half. Still no Hammocky as Coach Stiles is debating whether to put her in this game right now, and she will come back in with those 3 personal fouls. As again, this is a state tournament, Jared. You lose, you're done. You got your best player on the bench. I know she's got 3 fouls, but Coach Stiles says, hey, get out there. I trust you as my senior. And he needs a spark right now. D. West up by 13, trying to make it more.
Offense working good. Defense working good. Not really any special teams. They haven't kicked the ball, so we'll have to wait. Now, we have a travel as Claire Cole on the near side stuttered her feet.
Yeah, that time is she's trying to get a pass. Great defense there, adjustment by Central Plains. And quickly, Brenna Hammocky making a difference when she comes into the game.
4:05 to go, second quarter. Still 28-15 Mustangs as you mentioned Hammocky back in the ball game. Past the far side wing, Soaking. And a backdoor cut, Hammocky in the paint, shut up off the glass, and good. Immediately making her presence felt, as she typically does. Averaging 19 a game, she has 6 here tonight. Edie drives, kicks. Weststein, she's been really good so far with 2 threes. Pass the near side to Cole. Hypo-sketch Johnson on the run, shot falling away, no good. And a rebound secured by Ogle.
One and done that time for D. West. Haven't seen that very often tonight, but Hammocky looking to push.
Good look for Kyra, just couldn't get it to fall as Hammocky is stopped far side wing. Ogle one dribble, and she double dribbled it. Nice closeout by Melena Weststein, forced the turnover.
Turnover number 8 now on Central Plains. Coach Stiles looking at his little play sheet he's got in his hand as Weststein, as Cole, also Edie, Kyra Johnson. As Weststein will go out, Weathersby back in, and then Katie Johnson, which right now, Jared, I know the scoring has been good, pretty balanced so far for D. West. Katie Johnson's been the difference in this game for Donovan West.
And she sure has. As Edie gets the inbound with 3:25 to go, second quarter. Kyra Johnson dribbles on the near side and hands it off. Nice crossover dribble. Weathers big drive, but she had it stripped. Nice recovery by Sokin. And it'll be Oilers basketball after forcing the turnover. Cross that court, step for step with Kyra Johnson. Sokin hands it back to Hammocky off a screen on the ball. Crossover dribble, drive, kick falling away on the pass. Sokin, top of the key, trying to split a double team. Mitchell, and it'll be an offensive foul, as you just mentioned. Kyra Johnson steps in front of her, and Sokin picks up her first.
Yeah, Sokin just out of control there. She tried to Euro step through, but that time Johnson said, not this time. I'll stand in here strong and take the charge. Turnover number 9 on the Oilers.
Fifth team foul for the Oilers. Edie across half court, goes to the far side, and will hand it off to Cole. Comes to the top, and he drives in the lane, gets bumped falling away, shot short, and rebound by Ogle.
I like that take, though, because Cole went right at Hammocky, and Hammocky had to play straight up.
Hammocky across half court, dribbles to the near side wing, hands it off. This is Metro with it, dribbles to the near side, hands it off to Sokin. Nice head fake, dribbles to the middle against Donovan West zone. And stopping is Ogle, top of the key defended by Weathersby. Hands it off to Sokin, 2.5 to go, second quarter. 28-17, low scoring second quarter, 6 points for D. West and 5 for the Oilers. Ogle with the blow by, but lost it on the floor, picked up by Weathersby with the steal. 2-1 fast break with Cole, defending his hand to key. Weathersby keeps it herself, the senior falls and lays it up and in. It's kind of a slow move to the basket, kind of reminds me of like a Brooke Lopez style, if you will. And Weathersby gets 6 now in the quarter of the team's 8 points.
Great aggressive take again. Hammocky was the only one back she couldn't really defend.
Dribble drive, handoff, kick. Hammocky for 3 off the left side. No good and short. Rebound, Katie Johnson. I don't know why Brooke Lopez came. That was the best comparison I had.
That was awesome.
Our far side wing here is Claire Cole. Goes middle. Stops far side to Kyra Johnson with the handoff. Near side for Edie. Nice close out on Weathersby. Near side corner. Drive and kick. Claire Cole going to try a 3. She can get another one. She got it. Claire Cole with her first 3-pointer. But she now has 5, and it's 33-17 as they expand their largest lead of the game, which is now 16, with 1.5 to go, second quarter.
Big defensive possession here for D. West. They've got Central Plains on the ropes here in this first half. They got to get a defensive stop, get another bucket heading into the halftime break.
Far side wing pass to Ogle. To the near side, hanging off to Sokin. She'll give it up. Metro stops. Good defense by Cole. She'll give it up to Sokin. Great defense by Cole. Pass inside against two defenders. Shut up, no good, but getting fouled was Melissa Doniker.
And Coach Perry Smith not happy with that defensive rotation by Donovan West, as he wanted them to close up on the baseline, and there's no reason to reach in right there. She was caught no man's land. Katie Johnson, though, picks up her first personal foul.
Doniker, the tallest player on the Central Plains roster at 5'10", as the first free throw is no good. A little bit short, fell off the right side of the iron. As Lomach comes back into the game.
Good move here by Coach Smith, taking Weathersby out for the final minute as Leatherman comes back in. Doesn't want her to pick up another foul.
Second free throw up and no good. So no free throw makes for the Oilers with 1 minute to go. 33-17 down at the West. Second quarter. Last 181. State set, rather, excuse me, quarterfinal round. Near side wing with a catch is Cole. Back to Eden, top of the key. Defended by Lomach to the near side wing. To Cole right back to top of the key for Kyra Johnson. Far side wing here is Edie. High post catch by Cole. Kick it out. Edie, crossover pass near side, Leatherman. Cutting in the near side is Kyra Johnson, and now they'll set up a different play here with 30 seconds left.
I like this. Trying to hold for the final possession. Don't turn it over, and they do. That's one thing Coach Smith was okay with, having the final possession, but now a turnover. Now number 7 in the game.
Leatherman threw that too far out in front of Kyra Johnson working the near side block. So with 26 seconds, Oilers trying to get one more basket. It's been tough sledding for the Oilers in this first half. Only 5 points in the quarter. Mainly because Brenna Hammocky has not been able to play with 3 personal fouls. But she's in the game now. She has the basketball. Rolling, dribbling.
Great defense.
Near side corner, Ogle, entry pass inside. Working the paint is Sokin. Sharp off the left to go with 6 seconds to go. She has 5, the team 7 points in the quarter, 3 seconds. At 14 for Kyra Johnson is short, and that's how the first half comes to a close. But an incredible first half performance from Perry Smith's crew. They lead 33-19. To step aside for a break, we'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show here on 103.9 KNZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student athletes. Just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAginc.com.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and are ready to handle your insurance. Auto, home, farm, health, and life. Got insurance questions or interested in a free quote? Call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency today. Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
33-19, Jonathan West leading Central Plains. The eight-time defending champs are getting out pace in the opening 16 minutes. Take a look at our first half stats. First for the Oilers, 7 points for Marilyn Sokin. She is 2 for 6 from the floor, 6 points apiece for Brenna Hammocky, who has 3 personal fouls, and 6 points as well for Kyla Metro. And for Donovan West, 8 points for Avery Weathersby, who's 4 for 4 shooting, 7 points apiece for Kyra Johnson and Brenna Eady, and 5 points for Claire Cole. That half, Donovan West, how about 56% shooting for the Mustangs, just 29%. For the Oilers, they are 17% from beyond the arc, just 2 for 12. As for D-West, they shot 4 for 7 from beyond the arc, that's 57.1%. Quite the quarter, well, both quarters, as Jonathan West had 22 points in that first quarter and 11 points in the second, and they have proved they can kind of play in a fast-paced situation and can kind of slow things down and play in the half court as well. Been a fun one so far here from Dodge City at the United Wireless Arena. Step aside for a couple minutes to come back with second half action here on 103.9 KNZA.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories.
Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Grain Belt Insurance. Online at grainbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
In favor of Donovan West. Halftime as the Central Plains Oilers, who have not lost a game here in the state tournament since 2013, they are down by 14 points, and Donovan West is really good in that first half.
Yeah, no doubt, Jared. This has been the first half of very well game plan by Donovan West, finding ways of being effective here on the defensive side. In that first half, I got 10 turnovers on Central Plains in that first half, and Donovan West shooting phenomenally from the field. As you alluded to at halftime, a total field goal percentage of 56% compared to Central Plains, 29%. Well, that's because a lot of that first half, especially the second quarter, there was no Brenna Hemicky out on the floor for Central Plains. She's got three personal fouls. How does Coach Stiles coach in the second half, trying to keep her not only protected, but at the same time, you're down by 14 in a state quarterfinal game. If you want to win and move on and keep that streak alive, you got to play your stud.
I think you absolutely have to continue to be aggressive on the offensive side of the basketball in the second half, continue to try to push and transition and get shots in the paint and around the basket. Because I tell you what, I don't think 57% from beyond the arc is necessarily sustainable for the second half for Donovan West.
I mean, the law of averages tells you that's going to cool down. But what D. West has done phenomenally tonight, yes, they've shot the ball well, but they've had great looks. A lot of that has to do with their offensive rhythm. A lot of that is from transition because of those turnovers, getting out and run out opportunities. That part can continue. Whether or not you're still hit shooting it at a high clip like they are, that is the shaky side that you don't know. You'll see, hopefully, for Donovan West, they will transition that into more layup opportunities and take the threes as they come. Don't focus on the threes, and then hopefully get some layups later.
Yeah, trying to not get Hammocky into a rhythm, which, I mean, I feel is almost inevitable, but we'll see what happens because they were able to do it the entire first half.
Yeah, no doubt. Hammocky was just out of sync when she finally came back onto the floor. She is the best when she's going towards the basket. She's tall, she's thick, she's strong, she's able to get to the rim. But her three-point shots in this game so far have looked off. She's been fading away. She's been trying to avoid a defender or two. That's what's getting her off rhythm. D. West has got to continue that, and a big part of that is by the Donovan West Mustangs, Brenna Eady. Phenomenal defense on her so far tonight.
You know, we'll see if Coach Smith goes for the man-to-man or the 2-3, playing a little bit of both, including some press as well, trying to keep the Oilers on their toes. They certainly did that in the first half. Oilers are back on the court. Looks like they are ready to go. And Donovan West spending a little bit more time in the huddle. There's still 30 seconds left on our clock, and they're going to stop it and put the 8 minutes back on there as we have 14-point lead for Donovan West after an incredible first-quarter performance. 22 points, 7 of those from Brenna Eady. And how about Avery Weathersby, a 6-point second quarter. She now has 8. And we're back on our way. Donovan West gets the ball first, trying to make a statement early. Eady from the near side dribbles to the wing, stops, gives it up, long three. Elena Wettstein, top of the key, no good off the right side. Rebounded by Doniker of Pitch a plane.
I do like that set out of the halftime break for Donovan West. Elevator screen wide open, just missed by Weststein.
Doniger pass near side wing to Metro, and pass to to Hemeke. It's deflected. It's in the backcourt, and it's still loose. As Cole almost is able to steal it, but unable to secure it. It's Hemeke in the backcourt. It's double-teamed as she picks up the ball. Now she'll give it up to her teammate, Calametro, bringing it across that court the near side. Hand it off to Sokin from the wing. She'll hand it off to Hemeke. Cole trying to cover her, shot short, air ball out of bounds to Donovan West.
Once again, Hemeke just not in the rhythm. Jared, she's not comfortable right now. She didn't get into a good rhythm early on, and that three right there, she's forcing things right now. Again, she averages, 19 a game, 20 a game? She's only got six. D-West defense stepping up.
She's only had one uncontested shot all game. That was a layup early on. That's far side corner for Edie, having to leap to make the catch, but drives, pulls up after one dribble, and that's an air ball and a rebound for Hemeke. That was a little 15-footer, and the point guard couldn't get it to go home, unfortunately. Hemeke dribbles the far side elbow, kick it out, three ball for Sokin. Short, but getting the shooter's roll, and it falls in for the tray, and Sokin has 10.
Hits the front of the rim, backboard, then splashes through. First point of the second half, go the way of the Oilers in a three.
And Westheim trying to respond with a three, that's no good. Short, and a rebound for the Oilers once again with Tyler Metro securing that one. Hemeke driving in the lane. She loses it. It's on the floor and it's going to be still loose. Weathersby picks it up and gets it out to Weststein. Full court pass up ahead. Run out layup for Claire Cole is on the way and good.
Turnover into points. Jared, another turnover by the Oilers. Another run out layup by the Mustang.
That was what got Donovan West in their groove in the first quarter. Trying to get that going here in the third as well. 35-22 Mustangs. 6:05 to go third quarter. State tournament quarterfinals. Driving kick, dump off. Sokin will try to make another one. And
wow.
He does from the top of the key. That is her second three of the game. And her fourth field goal makes. She has 13. It's 35-25.
And that's, again, somebody that Coach Smith's okay with, forcing somebody else to beat you.
Drive and a shot up too strong again. Weststein with another miss. She has three misses in the quarter and a rebound to Central Plains. Hemeke dribbles to the near side to the corner, giving up to Metro. Yes, CG, good defense again from the sophomore guard, and she stops and passed the far side to Ogle. Stops from just inside three-point line, gives it up to Doniger from the near side elbow to the far side, trying to pass it to the back door, and her teammate stops, and it's a steal. Johnson run out. Cole shut up. Good from the far side this time. A pair of Cole now with 9-4 here in this third quarter, and it's back to a 12-point lead for Donovan West.
Claire Cole continuing what she did at Substate, Jared, as she has some success offensively, continuing it here at the state tournament.
To the far side wing to Sokin, to the top of the key to Ogle. He's in trouble, trying to find something to get open. Passes through the hands of Metro, almost out of bounds. She'll hand it off and trying to slow things down is Hemeke. And the leading scorer for the Oilers will go left. We'll kick it out. Three ball on the way, contested, but good, as Brandon Edie made a nice closeout, but Metro makes it either way. That's her third three of the game. She has 9, and it's 37-28, back to a single-digit lead. Now a turnover. Hemeke steals it away from Edie, and layup is no good, but she's fouled. It rolled around the rim, and two free throws coming up. And this is Hemeke, and she has averaging almost 4.5 steals a game. She's a fantastic defender. She hasn't really been able to showcase that, but she does right there.
Yeah, that time it was kind of a gamble for her with those three fouls to reach in, but she rips it away from Edie in a run-out opportunity. Foul on Claire Cole, just her first.
Two free throws coming up for Hemeke. First one on the way, and no good. The front iron. King shooting 61% from the charity stripe this season, and Hemeke shooting 64% herself.
Katie Johnson checks in for Milena Weststein for the Mustangs.
Hopefully she can get some rest and make down some shots after some rest as Hemeke makes the second free throw as Weststein 0 for 3 from the floor so far in this quarter. As Hemeke now has 7, it's 37-29.
The 10-4 run to start the second half by Central Plains. You knew this Oilers team was not just going to go away, but right now on the way back in with an 8.
Tara Johnson has a lane to drive. Floater off the backboard. No good rebound. Weathersby underneath the basket. Has her shot blocked. Has another chance falling away. It's good from the far side. Avery Weathersby now has 10. Back to a 10-point lead for D-West.
A senior just doing what seniors do. Rebounding opportunities. Second chance points. The Mustangs take advantage.
Hemeke stops on the near side elbow to the opposite elbow to Doniger. Goes back to Sokin. Drives left against Weathersby. And a whistle and a travel. Fantastic defense by the senior.
Great job. Help side. Coming over as Doniger, that was a great head fake by her to get into the lane, but I'll tell you one thing right now. This defense for Donovan West is finding their rhythm here in the second half now. It's back-to-back possessions. We're not easy looks for the Oilers.
39-29, Donovan West leading Central Plains. State tournament quarterfinals. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Drive baseline, Weathersby, shot underneath the backboard, but gets the wrong miss once again. Pick it out to Edie. Johnson drives from the top. If he gets fouled, it'll be on the floor. Yeah. The call is Sokin pushed her from behind.
Yeah, Sokin, she got beat on the drive, and good smart play there by Kyra Johnson. Head fakes on the three, drives into the lane. That's going to be a foul on Sokin, just her first.
Inbound Weathersby from the far side elbow, drives left, gets bumped, and she'll get some free throws now.
I'll check that. That was actually the second on Sokin, and she just picked up now. See, they called that on Ogle, actually, not Sokin. So Ogle will pick up her first now. As Weathersby, you're seeing that senior mantra right now kind of coming alive for Avery.
At 6 points in the second quarter, has 2 years so far. Chance to add that right here. First one on the way. That one off the right side. No good. It's on the free throw line.
Avery Weathersby this season for the Mustangs, a 62% foul shooter.
One more try here. On the way. And that one is no good as well off the left side. Overcompensating for a first miss. Rebound for Ogle of Central Plains.
Turnovers, fourth on the defensive side, and free throws are massive on your team. If you're trying to pull an upset, right now the Mustangs struggling from the free throw line so far tonight, but still maintaining a 10-point lead.
1-for-4 is Hamicky lost it. They're going to say his last touch off of somebody's foot from Donovan West. There's a trio of Mustangs that surrounded the senior for the Oilers. So it will be Central Plains basketball. Wettstein checking back in for Avery Weathersby. Wettstein trying to redeem herself here. Had a fantastic first half, hoping to get things turned around after a slow start here in the third quarter. Step back three for Hammocky. Short. Long rebound, though, for Ogle. And he'll kick it back out. It was a tough one. 3:05 to go, third quarter. Driving right is Hammocky. She stopped at the elbow, gives it up. And Metro comes back to Hammocky after having it in the paint as well. Hammocky hands it off. Ogle in the middle of the paint. Kicks it out. Three ball Metro contested. No good. Short. Rebound. Katie Johnson. Donovan West.
Great box off that time by Katie Johnson. Clearing out the lane. Now Mustangs looking to run.
Claire Cole drives baseline. She got reached in on and she'll get two free throws. Is that against Hammocky? It will be. That's her fourth.
Number four on Brenna Hammocky. And that's a huge one. There's 10 minutes and 42 seconds left in game time and Hammocky is looking at Coach Stiles, and Stiles says, as of right now, I'm going to leave you in the game.
Those just joining us, Hammocky, the leading scorer for the Oilers at 19 points a game. First free throw for Cole is good. She now has 10. She has 5 here in this third quarter, actually 5 of the 17 points in this frame.
65% foul shooter on the season, Claire Cole.
Second one's on the way for Cole's no good. Tipped up. Rebound by Kyra Johnson. Falling away. She got bumped. I think it's called. Tried to throw it up to draw the foul. Didn't get it. As Doniker gets the rebound.
Hammocky's staying in the game right now, Jared.
She has it from the far side wing. Pulls up 15-footer. No good at the left side. Rebound Melinda Wettstein and Donovan West.
If I'm D. West, I'm Coach Perry Smith. I'm attacking number three right now.
And a Euro step around. A 15-footer. Tough shot by Cole. No good, but gets her own miss. Second shot, no good. Rebound Hammocky. She'll push up herself. And get tripped from behind by Claire Cole. Nice recovery. With this big grin on her face. She'll give it back to Kyra Johnson.
A senior right now. And her and Hammocky kind of just laughing at each other as they're talking in the fourth court right now. Great defensive effort by Claire Cole.
Wettstein thought about the three far side, but she holds on to it. She'll get up to Katie Johnson, top of the key. Cole comes out to get it. Back to Katie Johnson, far side. Wettstein calling for it. She wants another three. That one, halfway down, pops out of there. Hoping for a redemption as Doniker gets the rebound for the Oilers. Sokin brings up the far side. Good defense by Edie. She goes middle. She lost it. And picked up by Doniker and then lost again. Picked up by Cole. Donovan West, another turnover forced by this Donovan West defense.
15 in the game now for the Oilers on the turnover side. That's what's really helped Donovan West. How about Kyra Johnson?
And a nice pass for Red Edie. Johnson is fouled. She gets 2 free throws. 40-29 D. West, the leading Central Plains with 1:30 to go third quarter.
Kyra Johnson just running the floor so well. And these Mustangs, they look like they're a little bit tired right now, Jared. A lot of running right now. These girls getting out in transition. But Johnson, a 63% foul shooter on the season, already 1-for-2 on the night.
Foul against Doniker, her first. That's another free throw miss for D. West. Mustangs not able to get those uncontested shots 50 feet out to drop.
Yeah, Mustangs just 2 made free throws so far on the night. Out of 7,
Weathers will be back in the game for D. West with Katie Johnson taking a breather. What a job the sophomore forward has done on defense as the second free throw is good for Kyra Johnson. She now has 8, her first point of the quarter. It's 41-29, D. West.
Mustangs have led by as many as 16. Haven't trailed since early on in this first in the first quarter of this ball game. Big defensive possession coming up here as a foul on Kyra Johnson guarding the ball. Hammocky staying in the game still. Final minute 18. Again, Coach Pat Fowles realizes, Jerry, that he needs her offensive potential here with those four fouls.
Sogan's been able to step up for the Oilers. She has 13 with a pair of threes in this quarter. They have made a 2-point field goal in this quarter. Oh, Sogan, nice fake handoff, drives right side. Shot up, and an offensive foul against Sogan as Melina Wettstein with a nice rotation steps outside the circle and takes it.
That's a third foul now on Sogan. And,
wow.
And looking at the floor, this is a college arena, so that little half circle underneath the basket
does not,
apply here in high school because that would have been a block in college, but high school doesn't matter.
Very true. 1:05 to go now in the quarter. Cole on the handoff, goes middle, and now kicks it out. Wettstein, far side corner. Now with 1 minute to go, Tyra Johnson, bounce pass, Edie, nice look down low, Weathersby, and she's bumped and held against Sogan.
Should be on, it looks to me like it's on Doniker for the Oilers, and it will be.
And that's her second. She's down number 6, so free throws the rest of the game for D. West. Tyra Johnson, bounce pass, near side corner, Edie, she'll drive middle, gets past the defender, runner, no good, 53 seconds, but she's fouled again. As trying to take the charge was, I think that was Sokin.
It was. So now Marilyn Sokin has 4. Brenna
wow.
Hemicky has 4. There's your top 2 on your roster for Coach Stiles.
So Edie to the free throw line with 52.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. 41-29 down at the West. E. West is going to have to make some free throws down the stretch. They want to win this game as the first free throw is good. For the super sophomore.
Still got a full quarter to go yet, but Donovan West, 63% from the free throw line, and Brenna Edie as a team, though, definitely struggling from the charity stripe. They call it charity for a reason. It's free. It's got to make them.
Speaking of super sophomores, Kitty Johnson back in the game for D. West. And the second free throw is good. 2-for-2. First 2-for-2 trip for D. West here tonight. Edie now has 9, her first points since the first quarter. It's 43-29. 48 seconds left in the third quarter.
Back to the difference it was at halftime. A 14-point Donovan West lead under 40 seconds to go.
Hemicky off the handoff. Drives baseline. Kicks up top. Sokin now dribbles middle. Sidesteps the defender. Shot no good. And out of bounds. And I'll say off of Donovan West. Ah, looked like it might have been last touched by Sokin.
Sure looked like Sokin was swatting at it like a volleyball player at the net. But it'll stay with the Oilers with 34 seconds to go in the third.
Lob inbound, Sokin just inside 3-point line, near side, and gives it to McGuire, who just checked into the ball game. Hammocky steps back with 27 seconds left after giving up a dribble. Picks it, McGuire for 3, no good. Air ball, and they'll let that go out of bounds with 20.6 seconds left to go in the third.
Now, if you're D. West, I'm Coach Perry Smith, I'm only one up right now. I want one shot. There's 20 seconds to go. You're up by 14. D. West had the opportunity to do that in the second quarter, but they turned it over and let the Oilers finish out the quarter with a bucket heading into halftime. I'm D. West. I'm holding for one here.
Absolutely. Don't let the Oilers get some momentum going into the fourth quarter. Edie with the basketball, defended heavily by Metro. Dribbles through the right side, back to her left, bounce pass, Leathersby. 10 seconds, that flip down low. Kyra Johnson, shut him off the glass, and good. She has 10. 3 seconds left for Hammocky. And she'll have to fire from just inside half court, and that is short. And back to their largest lead of the game, 45-29, a 16-point lead going to the final frame. The 8-time defending champs on the ropes. We'll step aside for a minute here on 103.9 KMZA.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical,
thanks Stonebarger Electric.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
K-N-Z-A.
Start for the quarter. Stokin with a dribble. Goes middle. Kicks it out. Doniker kicks it out. Hamicky for three. Short rebound for Doniker of the Oilers. So drive right side on Weatherby. Stops. Pass near side. Stokin. Nice head fake. He'll kick it near side corner. 45-29. Doniphan West. Start the fourth quarter. Shot on the run by Ogle is good. Falling away. Her first basket of the night.
Good offensive rebound there for the Oilers. Gives them a second chance opportunity to get the first bucket to start the fourth frame.
Hand off to Johnson and Edie. Looks like she might have got hit in the face. West Shine will hand it off to Cole here, rather, excuse me, far side wing. Back to Edie, top of the key. 10 points apiece for Johnson, Cole, and Weathersby. All with 10 exactly. Edie is trying to get the ball by. Kicks it out. West Shine, long three. Good! How about Melina Wettstein? She had two threes in the first quarter, struggled in the third, and makes a big one from 4 feet from beyond the arc.
I mean, again, that's just confidence boosting right there by Melina Wettstein. A great pass from Edie. Draw on defender. Kick out three is good, and the Mustangs now, their largest lead of the game is 17.
How about this? 10 points apiece is mentioned for Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, and Avery Weathersby. How about 9 apiece for Brenna Edie and Melina Wettstein?
You want to talk about balance, Jared? We got a timeout on the floor. We'll keep this one here, but talk about balance from this D-West Mustang team. Coach Perry Smith talked about it in his pregame interview about how, hey, our leading scorer's got 11 or 12. Then it's balance from there on out. You're seeing that come to life right now for this D-West Mustang team.
Brenna Hamicky and Marilyn Sokin, both with four fouls apiece. Their two best scorers, they combined for 31 points a game. Hamicky with 19 and Sokin with 12. And as of right now, Hamicky is in the game, and so is Sokin. 6:57 left to go in our ball game. 48-31, Donovan West. Four to final round, state tournament. I both catch Sokin. Dribbles, gets a screen to get the shot. No good from 15 feet out. Rebound. Hold in by Kyra Johnson.
Johnson girl is just phenomenal on the glass tonight for D-West.
Pushing up ahead, shot up no good at the glass by Melina Wettstein. A rebound underneath the basket by Ogle, but a pass on the outlet too high.
Ooh.
Oh, they're going to say last touch by Donovan West. They're going to say somebody touched it, not quite sure who. But isn't it like the Donovan West bench is too upset with the call, so we'll take their word for it.
They got a better vantage point than we do.
Oh, yeah.
From our perspective,
right
it looked like anybody touched it, but it'll say Oiler basketball here. 6:36 to go. Mustangs, their largest lead of the game of 17, and the Mustang crowd coming to life right now.
Donovan West shot just 26.7% in the third quarter, but still expanding their lead to 17. Dribble drive handoff. Three ball on the way. Soak in top of the key. No good at the left side. Rebound Melina Wettstein and Donovan West.
Your travel there by Wettstein. Great job that time by Hamicky, or excuse me, by Soken to get in that passing lane. But the Mustangs now, they slow things down here offensively.
Wettstein dribbles and hands it off to Claire Cole. She'll drive middle, has a lane, and uncontested, misses the layup. Weathersby with the putback, it's good and one.
How about you, Avery Weathersby? She was a kid that Coach Smith told me off air that she's got to have a huge game, Jared. And right now, she's having a phenomenal game on the glass. Putback and one, trying to put the Mustangs up by 20 over the 8-time defending state champions.
Senior's got to make the free throw to do so with 6:09 to play. This is a Central Plains team that hasn't lost a state tournament basketball game since 2013, and the free throw is good.
Long way to go. 6:05, clock moving, and the Oilers with the basketball, but it's a 20-point D-West advantage, and their defense has been phenomenal here tonight.
Sokin and Hamicky, both great defenders, but having to play more conservative with four personal fouls is something we'll keep an eye out on. Hamicky pass near side of wing. Sokin almost travel, drives middle, side steps. Weathersby shot no good. Short rebound, Weathersby. Gives up her dribble and outlet it far side to Wettstein, and she'll get across half court.
Coach Smith holds up five fingers, wants to run five out here. Run a nice offensive set, a lot of weave action here between Edie and Wettstein on top of the key.
Edie trying to get a blow by. She'll hand it back to Cole, far side wing to the top of the key to Weathersby. And she'll go ahead and give it up to Johnson to set the play here.
Remember, any foul here by the Oilers, the rest of this game results in fouls for the Mustangs, or free throws, for the Mustangs.
Cole with it now. with 5:17 to go. Almost seems like a play keep away, like there's a minute left. And Tyra Johnson gets it back to Wittstein, back to Johnson, working here half court as they set for play two for getting loud behind us. Now a foul called against Sokin, and she is done.
Yep, Sokin got into the restricted area that you know, college, you see that where you're not allowed to be really right up in somebody's business, if you will. You got to give them a little bit of space. Sokin too close there, bumps her, and now that should be a 1-1 here for Donovan West, and they're gonna get it changed. As that was Kyra Johnson, who will go to the line for Donovan West on that foul, number 5 on Sokin.
I think you and Coach Perry were the only people who knew that it was 1-1. There's the officials that had to be told by Coach Perry to get to the free throw line here, as Kyra Johnson will set to the free throw line.
A lot of things, you know, going on here. It's loud in here, so you got to, you know, be patient a little bit.
That was team foul number 9. As mentioned, Sokin's day is done. She finishes with 13 points, had a couple big threes in the third quarter. Free throw is no good. It was halfway down and popping out of there. Some interesting rolls from both sides. Almost a carry.
That should have been
across that court. Yeah, it should have been by Ogle, but they play on. Lomich hands it off. Going from the near to the far side is Metro. She'll hand it off to Hammicky, far side corner. She's defended by Wettstein. Pass near side. Ogle for three. Good. Near side away for Addison Ogle. She was scoreless in the first three quarters. She has all 5 of the team's points here in the fourth quarter, and it's 51-34.
And Central Plains not doing any full court pressure, just man-to-man.
Nice lob inside. Kyra Johnson finishes after the pass from Elena Wettstein, and Johnson now with 12.
Great feed there from Wettstein, and Johnson did the rest. Nice little drop-step move from the senior.
Her and Weathersby combining for 25. Here's a three right back. That one's so good. Too strong by Hammicky. Rebound Weathersby. From the near side, I left it to Kyra Johnson. There's 4:15 left to go in this one.
19-point lead again. Man-to-man defense by the Oilers. Donovan West going to be patient here running their sets. A lot of cuts, a lot of backdoor action here against this man-to-man.
ED entry pass to Weathersby, kicks it out. Melina Wettstein smart off the three. Yes, smart holding on to it. We are halfway through this final quarter. Far side wing, Wettstein. Entry pass, nice look again to Johnson. She lays it up and in. Johnson with 14. And it's 55-34 now, their largest lead of the game with 3:45 to go.
Again, another dime. Nice dish by Wettstein.
Hammicky responds with a 14-footer. That was tough. Off the dribble. That's her first field goal since the second quarter. She has 9. It's 55-36.
Coach Smith's okay with we're going 2 for 2 on every possession that alternates.
Another one to Johnson, and that one's from Wettstein, and she lays it up and in again. Three straight possessions, three straight layups from Kyra Johnson from the far side.
Dropping dimes as if change has fallen out of her pocket if you're Wettstein, and Johnson just doing all the easy work down low. And now an air ball possession. D. West. Jared, they're up 57-36 with 3:13 to go in this ball game. And the way this offense is looking, the way this defense is playing, Coach Perry Smith, he can start to taste it here a little bit.
It was a missed step-back jumper from Hammicky. It was a tough one as the students, all the fans that traveled from Highland to be here are starting to feel it in this one with 3 minutes to go. Tyra Johnson top the key to ED, far side wing. Pass aside, Weathersby. Kicks it out, Tyra Johnson hands it off to Wettstein. Now back to Kyra Johnson, who hands it off to ED. Dribbling from the United Wireless Arena logo at midcourt. Weathersby, a brief look inside, kicks it back out to Kyra Johnson.
Smart decision there by Johnson. Had it open three, and she's fouled here by Ogle. As Johnson will go to the line for a double bonus now. But a smart play. Again, that's twice we've seen where there's an open three opportunity for the Mustangs the final last minute or so of this game. They passed up on it to try and get this clock worked down, and they found wide open shots as a result.
So the thing that Donovan West has really done here in this fourth quarter, taking care of the basketball. They're not turning it over, not letting the Oilers come back in this game. They struggle with turnovers in the first half. Free throws here for the senior is up and good.
Yes, Jared, I have one turnover in the second half right now from Donovan West.
Incredible.
One.
Incredible. That's how you defeat an 8-time state champion.
Yeah. While turning Central Plains over 16 times in the game, the one in this second half for just 11 for D. West. Impressive.
Johnson with one more opportunity. It's on the way and good. She's got 8 in the quarter, 18 on the ball game. It's 59-36 with 2:40 to go.
Largest lead of the game now, Jared, at 23 points.
Start to look ahead to that matchup with Norwich, the number one team in the state. As that three is off the mark by McGuire, it's short. Norwich won 42-34 against Kenton Galva. And that will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
There is an opportunity, Jared, that we could have two TBL teams
in a state championship
game. Oh, how much
game
fun would that be?
On Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
D West taking care of business here in the first one. Frankfurt coming up here in just a few hours. That'll be over on 92.1 KMZA. We'll have the call for that as well. But D West tonight, 2 minutes to go in this one. Up by 23, Jared Sleppy, and a phenomenal output so far by Perry Smith's crew.
Phenomenal might be an understatement. Hard to really come up with adjectives to describe this performance here for the Mustangs. They're kind of just playing keep away with it from beyond the arc with 145 to go. Edie from the short corner gets it out of the perimeter, and Kyra Johnson now back with it. Is head coach Pat Stiles not really telling their team to do much here with it. Down by 23 points.
And Jared, I'll tell you, there are two words that Coach Perry Smith will say, because he's going to come over here as soon as this game's over. He's going to jump on with us for a little post-game wrap-up. He will say the two words of, or three words, I guess, of, I'm not surprised. He expected this from his crew. The TVL prepares you for this. And now this D-West team has executed it to a T. They're going to be playing two more games guaranteed out here in Dodge City.
Kyra Johnson gets fouled, so she'll go to the free throw line after the bump from Reese McGuire, her first. Imagine they're in the double bonus. Chance for Johnson to get 10 in this fourth quarter. She can make both. But she misses the first, as they just fixed it there. We'll have some substitutions in the game for D West, and what a phenomenal performance from all of these upperclassmen for Jonathan West as they get a standing ovation.
Respect right here from Coach Perry Smith, because he's going to pull the seniors out and allow them a chance to get a full applause. And same thing for Coach Pat Stiles as he pulls out Brenna Hemecki as well for the Oilers, and she gets a standing ovation from her crew.
Free throw's no good, so it'll be Kyra Johnson staying in the game. In is
she doesn't want out, dude.
Ava Gladhart also in for D West. It's 1:15 to go. 59-36, Donovan West is going to be moving on to the semifinals. Now we have a turnover in the backcourt. It'll be a backcourt violation. Is unable to come up with pass was Kylie Kempke, and now they'll have that final substitution and a standing ovation for Kyra Johnson, who is very much deserving of it. As Lena Leatherman will check in the game, and so will Brooklyn Rawls for Jonathan West.
I'll tell you right now, our Citizens Aid Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha player to bank on is going to be a tough one to pick in this post game. I'll tell you right now.
109 to go. It'll be Norwich and Jonathan West in the semifinals, and as Jake mentioned already, they will be playing two more games in this state tournament. Win or lose. Hopefully win. Edie stops. Looking to hand it off to Leatherman, and she does so. Leatherman's now in trouble near half court. She'll get away from a defender with 53 seconds to go. Bounce pass to Foster from the near side of wing. Top of the key catch for Rawls. She'll kick it out to Edie, far side. And he's playing keep away, and now we have a foul. Another one against the Oilers. I mean, this is an Oilers team that mentioned from 2014 to 2019 went 157-1. Just unbelievable stretch for head coach Pat Stiles. Had some phenomenal players. One of the greatest basketball players of all time, man or woman, in Jackie Stiles. And then D-West making history here tonight. Free throw's coming up now for Brenna Edie. She'll get a pair, as mentioned. They're in the double bonus. The foul was against Mackenzie Folger. This one's up and good. Edie now with 10. So now they have four players, double digits. Johnson has 18, Claire Cole with 10, Edie with 10, and Avery Weathersby with 13. 42.8 seconds left. Edie with a second free throw. That one's no good off the right side. Rebound secured by Taylor Sheehy. In the game for the first time tonight, Lomach brings it up for Central Plains. Nice backdoor cut, layup good for Kylie Kempke. And time was going to be called by Coach Perry Smith. It'll be
just a substitute. Yeah, he's just going to try and do a quick substitution here. So the game won't actually go into a break. But Coach Smith is pulling out every starter, getting every substitution he can get in. And that's one thing that you want to put on your little chip on your shoulder, right? Get me into a state game, Coach, and he's getting the entire bench in.
Bill Smith checking in for Donovan West. Also in is Emmy Jo Wettstein. That's the far side turnover. And run out layup for Kempke. And coming from behind, Gladhart, she can't stop it. Good effort by Ava Gladhart. She's gotten quite a bit of playing time this season. Saves the eighth player on the team, third player off the bench, and now a running shot is no good, but fouled is Emmy Jo Wettstein, the freshman, will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
She's going
to
try to get her name in the scorebook, you know, why not, in a state tournament game.
Bell Smith, the other freshman on this roster. I tell you, this D West roster, and they have three seniors of obviously major roles, Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, and Avery Weathersby. But after that, they have some juniors, as the first free throw is no good with 2.8 seconds left to go. Lena Leatherman's a junior, so is Brittany Eves, a sophomore. And this team has possibly some staying power going into the next season, but not worried about that right now.
Yeah.
That free throw is no good as well. Offensive rebound, and that is it. 60-40 victory for Donovan West. They are moving on to the semifinal round.
Phenomenal game plan from Coach Smith. Again, he expected this for his crew. He expected it from these seniors from this team. He said the difference from a year ago to this year was a guard play, and Brenna Eady shut down Brenna Hemeke here tonight. And phenomenal, phenomenal game by Donovan West. They move on.
We'll have our post-game coverage coming up in just a couple minutes, including an interview with head coach Perry Smith here on 103.9 KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong growing student athletes. Just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and are ready to handle your insurance. Auto, home, farm, health, and life. Got insurance questions or interested in a free quote? Call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency today. Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansasland Radio.
Final score here from Dodge City. Donovan West advancing to the semifinal round of the state tournament as they dominate the Central Plains Oilers. Final score 60-40. Take a look at your scores from this one. First for the Oilers, and we have 13 points from Marilyn Sokin. Also, we have 9 points for Brenna Hemeke, 5 for Addison Ogle. Also 9 points for Kyla Metro, and 4 points for Kyla Kemke at the end of the game. 18 points for Kyra Johnson, the senior for Donovan West, your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmers State Bank, and she has 7 rebounds to boot and 4 assists. Unbelievable performance from her. She goes 7 for 12, 4 of 9 from the free throw line. 6 of 8 from the floor for Avery Weathersby. She has 13 points and 9 rebounds, just one rebound shy of that elusive double-double. 10 points apiece for Claire Cole and Brenna Eady, and 9 for Melina Wettstein. about 48.9% shooting on the game for the Mustangs and 45.5% from beyond the arc, and they hold the Oilers to just 33.3% shooting and 25% from beyond the arc. We'll go one step aside for another break, and we'll have head coach Perry Smith here live from Dodge City. Step aside for a couple minutes here on 103.9 KNZA.
One to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of tires that need to be retired? Look no further than Triple L Tire in Highland to help you find the right tire for whatever car, truck, or ag equipment you have. Triple L Tire can make tire purchases quick and easy, not only to fit your budget, but a choice you can be confident with. Remember, they offer full-service oil changes too, plus front-end suspension work and four-wheel alignments. Give them a call at 785-444-TIRE. That's Triple L Tire in Highland and online, tripleltire.com.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
One, two, three, four!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
60-40, the final score. Donovan West winners in the quarterfinal round. Now joined by D. West head coach Perry Smith after the victory. First of all, coach, congratulations. Your overall thoughts on the game?
Well, I thought we were tough tonight. I thought we competed hard. I thought probably that the Twin Valley League schedule and depth of girls teams showed up tonight. We've seen, you know, when you watch on film, you're never for sure. You know, you're never for sure how it's going to play because you don't know. It's hard to tell things on film at times. But tonight I thought we were just faster and a little tougher than them. And that's a tribute to our kids. And I thought we really locked it in.
You really talked about to me in the pregame interview that we did earlier today about how you needed some girls to step up. You needed Brenna Eady to play phenomenal defense. She did just that. You wanted Avery Weathersby to show up down low. She did that. But the Johnson girls played phenomenal. Katie with three blocks in that first half and then rebounded the basketball, and Kyra played maybe one of her best games of her career.
Kyra's been special for all year long. And the thing about it is, she's scoring the ball more than she did when she was a sophomore and junior. And leading us, and tonight you got to see that. But yeah, we did. And everything you said, how about that, Edie?
Huh? Oh, man.
How about, you know, played the reigning 1A Division I player of the year. I don't know what she had tonight. I'm trying to look on here.
She finished with 10. Yeah.
10?
Yeah.
10 points.
Yeah.
And has been averaging 20.
Yeah.
So she is a little bulldog. I told you that.
You told me that.
Yes.
You called her the bulldog.
And she played her tail off tonight. And you hit the head on all of them. And how about Wettstein in the third quarter?
Yeah.
They kind of make a little run at us, and she buries a three on them. I was so proud of our grit and our toughness to make plays when they're trying to make a run. Because you know what? Being a team that has won 9 state straight state championships, you got to beat them. They're not going to lay down and give it to you. And you got to make plays, and I thought we did that today.
Here with Donovan West, head coach Perry Smith, after their 60-40 victory. Coach, you guys shot 56% in the first half. and then shot just 26% in the third quarter. But you guys expanded your lead. How important was that?
It was real important, and it was partly because, like, the first half, I thought our transition was good. I think we took them back a little bit by how fast and athletic we were. I didn't think they were quite understood what we were, and probably in that regard. But exactly. You know, for the whole game, you know, they're a dribble drive team, and 33, the Sokin, and, of course, Hamaki have been scoring it all year, getting the ball to the rim, and we just walled that off and really defended. I was proud of us on that. And our scout was good. Coach Leatherman and Coach Keller did a great job with scouts, and I thought we just did a good job overall.
Man-to-man defense, you know, you guys switched it up a lot throughout that game, but man-to-man defense really was your staple tonight, and the help side defense was phenomenal. When you're taking charges, as Milena Westheim did down here earlier in the third quarter, those are some things that are mental, like, builders for your girls. How were the huddles for you throughout that game when those girls come off the floor after something like that?
Well, this group, more so than probably any group I've had, they are very locked into what we try to do. And I've probably, as I'm getting older, I'm getting softer. But I let them talk a little bit in the huddles now. They know what we want. And it's okay to have ownership. I want them to have ownership of what's going on out here. And Kyra and Avery and Claire, all three, are very vocal and challenging us and knowing what we want to do and challenge the younger ones to do it.
Hemicky had three fouls in that first quarter. How important for you guys was it to capitalize on that, and how did you feel like you did in that regard?
I thought we did okay, but I do think that in the second quarter, we got a little complacent when she went out, and mainly on the defensive end, because I thought we could speed them up even more and maybe get some more transition stuff for us, and it didn't happen. And that was the only thing I was really kind of disappointed in the first half was when she was out, I really thought maybe we could really turn them over and get going, but to their credit, you know, they're too sound for that. They took care of the ball for the most part.
Coach, I mean, just to your point right there, though, Central Plains almost 18 turnovers in the game. You guys only 12. Phenomenal game tonight. You guys got two more games now. You're going to face off against Norwich, a team that you and I talked a little bit about how, you know, again, schedules prepare you for this. This is my final question for you. We'll let you get back and celebrate with your team. As you're looking forward now, do you have a 24-hour rule, or do you got like a 3-hour rule?
Well, I told our coaching staff we've got about a 3-hour rule. But,
yeah.
But the girls are going to get to have, you know, we don't play till Friday, so we got a day tomorrow. They're going to get to go back to the hotel and relax a little bit and do that, and that's good. And Norwich, I've played them a lot.
Yeah.
So they got us 2 years ago in the semifinal game, and so we talked about that. So we'll get a good scout for them, and we will be ready to go, I promise you, on Friday night.
Perry Smith, congratulations on the win. Head coach Donovan West, 60-4 your final score as the West wins over Central Plains. They're on to the semifinals. This has been high school basketball here on 103.9 KNZA. 2 o'clock on Friday next time. The West will be back at it right here again on 103.9 KNZA.
This has been high school basketball on KansaLand Radio.